There is so much going on in the spirit realm right now. And you know, we have been truly facilitating that this morning. And I'm just so thankful for the way God joins us. Or I should say, the way we join Him, and He allows that joining, and which brings us to a point of victory in our own place of assignment. And let's put them on the back chair in case the crowd comes in and they need one. We can point them over there. There are many who are not here yet, and they're on their way. What we can do is go out and count the cars that missed the driveway and should have been here. That'll add to our attendance record. You know, gone are the days where we used to have a board on the side wall that had the attendance and the offering. And now we've got a side board over here that declares what's really important. And that's how we operate. That's what God has given us to move in. And we are truly moving in that. So we want to be faithful in moving in that way. And in that faithfulness, we are to be wise. And so faithful and wise is the call for us today. And as we go to the nations to establish the foundational teachings of sonship, we are preparing the people to be faithful and wise, to take this message to their own people, to be the ones who are taking responsibility to see through what has begun. God is faithful to finish everything that He begins. And so that is our criteria. That is our model. That is how we are to partner with the Father. Jesus was faithful to what the Father gave Him to do to the very end and beyond. Sounds like a saying out of a movie, doesn't it? But no matter what it looked like, I was struck by the what Bob was reading about the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. And the scripture says that He was tempted, and you know, we get just three temptations at the end, but it says the whole 40 days He was being tempted. It just wasn't after the 40 days, you know, He was sitting there going, "Man, I'm really hungry." And the devil jumps up and says, "Hey, I got an idea." Now, this was an ongoing relationship that was being developed by the enemy to lure Jesus into that point where that temptation, that record of what He said, would be a viable option. It would be considered as something that might really be needed and to be indulged in. And so we have these specific things mentioned, but for the whole time, he was vulnerable to what the enemy was trying to create. And we have to know that just because we've won a battle doesn't mean the enemy is gone. And if you notice in that scripture, it says He left him for a season. And part of that was that the angels were coming to minister to Jesus. And so in that atmosphere, the enemy had no part. He had no foothold. He had no place to really infiltrate. But that wasn't the end of his influence towards what Jesus was trying to do. He kept working not only just on Jesus, but he began to work on the disciples. You know, how many times did Jesus have to call the disciples and rein them in and say, "Look, that's not what we're about"? Remember that one time where they said, "Shall we call down fire now and get rid of these people?" And He said, no, that's not what we're about here. And so there was this influence that's always going to be there. And we have experienced this. We've gained victory. We know that as we go into a place that the enemy is fleeing in seven ways because we are functioning in the seven personalities of God, in the seven ways God is dealing with us. And so, and every place the enemy has no foothold and is being run off. And so, but we know that as we go, we're going to run into that influence And we have to be strong. We have to be resolved. We have to go forward and see it through. This is what faithfulness is all about. Faithfulness is a basic teaching, but it's very critical in every step of our progression in maturing as sons. Because there's always going to be that season where the enemy is going to come back and challenge our movement forward. And our movement is, in grace, but still we have to understand how that grace is working in us and what has been provided for us so that we can move forward. So this is an example of doing before we are able to teach. God is allowing us to experience things that have to be related to those who are just coming into their walk. We have to be able to demonstrate through our own life how we are being affected. Gone are the days where we can say, do as I say, not as I do. And there's been many who have approached the gospel message and the preaching and the evangelistic outreach with those kinds of attitudes. They have their own personal lifestyle that really doesn't match up with their message that they're speaking. And that's gone. We have to match up with our message. We have to be those who are really functioning in what God has called us to do and to be faithful in that. And that to be wise in the way we take responsibility for what's going on in God's kingdom. So this is something that Jesus was really focusing in on to get the disciples to understand before they could be entrusted with the greater works that he was doing. And so it is with us as well. There has to be an understanding. There has to be an understanding of this kind of faithfulness and wisdom that will keep us doing the things in a greater measure than what Jesus did. Now, we're not going to do something that is more powerful than what Jesus did, but it is an expansion of what Jesus was doing. So Jesus asked his disciples this question in one of his teachings: who is faithful and wise servant? And this is in Matthew 24, 45 and 47. 40, you know. And so Jesus had just given this parable. And he's always talking about the kingdom. He's always talking about the ways of the kingdom. He's always was teaching about how man is to fit into the work of the kingdom. And so he gave this illustration, and then he said, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. So this is also recorded in Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 42 through 44. So it really gives the same words, but it's just a parallel passage that confirms what Matthew was talking about. So this word faithful here, as Jesus used it, is the word pastos. And it speaks of hearing, of being trustworthy. We get the word pistis, which is the word for faith, also from this. But this pastos describes those who are able to go to the end, to be there when it starts, to continue on, and to be there in the finish line, to not have been given up. And so this is truly a foundational walk for us as saints. This is how we are to continue. This is a point where we are not able to give up, or we should not ever give up, because God is faithful. And he is looking for us to be the same with him. And this is truly something that comes from the verb patheo, which has to do with convincing someone by presenting the truth and thus bringing some form of resolve. You know, truth has a way of making things very plain, and either there's going to be an acceptance and a moving forward, or there's going to be a rejection. There is no in between. If you have not accepted it to move forward with it, you have rejected it. You can't say, well, I'm going to take part of it, or that may be something that I'll think about. That is a point of rejection. So it's important to realize that what we have to share is something that's going to have to be dealt with by individuals on their own terms and their own level of understanding. And God has given us a prophetic wisdom to be able to speak to that point of their understanding, to speak to, so that we are able to ignite the fire of their ma'ah, that steering wheel of their heart. So God has given us what we are to say, and the course that will fulfill the goal. And to resolve is really a yes or no. And you know, the scripture says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. There's no qualifications. There is an acceptance of the truth. There is a declaration of the truth. Or there is a no to reject what is not true, and to not dabble in those things that are not on target, that are not at the end of the course. So this is to be part of our communing with the Father. This goes along with our relationship with Him at His right hand. And we are saying yes to those things that have been sent so that there is an opportunity for people to choose. And it's because we have chosen. Now, we looked at this concept of being faithful, and that is going to the end. But there has to be this wisdom that goes along with it. This word wise is the word pronimos. And it is to be in readiness to move faithfully forward into the purpose of whatever new thing God desires to accomplish in partnership with us. God is a new revelation that we are sharing, is that God is really wanting to move with us. You know, He's wanting to include us. He's wanting us to partner with Him, because there are things that have to come through us because of how He created things to work. And so this fits well with this root word for faithful, which is patheo. And we are ready to move forward in that opportunity to present the truth in such a way that the ones who hear it are going to be convicted. They're either going to be convicted they don't want to go that way, or they're going to be convicted that this has to be the change in their life, that this has to be something that they take in and become fluent in. And in that fluency, just make up a word you want put in there, whatever sounds good to you. They will take forward this message. They will be that point of change for people, that point of decision, that point of, well, what am I going to do with this? This is not just an idle message where people say, oh, isn't that interesting? No, this is a call to bring people to that point where they have to make a decision, where they have to decide if they don't go that way, they're going the other way. It's either or. So this doesn't mean they're hopeless, but this just means that at that point in their time, you know, they still have to overcome something that has drawn them off what God intended from the very beginning. They're not fulfilling what God has created them to be. And so He is constantly moving to bring people to a point of that decision where they say yes. He will use you to move people along the way. And we are trusting that as we speak exactly what God tells us to, that'll be exactly what's needed. And this is powerful. This helps us to be faithful. This helps us to keep from second-guessing ourselves. Probably that's the worst thing we can do. How many times have you second-guessed your first inclination afterwards, you said, man, I wish I had gone with my first thought. You know, We need to trust God that he's given us what we need exactly when we need it. And so, you know, we can look back at the way God chose the 300 men in Gideon's army. You know, think about that. He had over 2,000 guys ready to fight. And God said, no, you got too many people there. This has to be a fight that they say, I gave them. And so we can't go with this huge army because there'll be a tendency to say, look what we did. It's about what God is going to do. And his victory over the Midianites was from the wisdom of God. And so as God said, look, take them to the water, let them drink. And those who demonstrated wisdom were the ones he chose. There's 300 guys. What'd they do? They did not surrender their pose for readiness. They were on one knee, lapping up the water with their hand. Eyes were on the horizon where the enemy was. They were ready to move according to the command of Gideon. And so those are the guys that God could trust to do what Gideon was telling them to do, which was abnormal. Okay, that warfare that they did was not conventional. And to trust that that would cause victory had to be from those guys who had the wisdom to know that God was in control and that they were ready to move according to the command of Gideon, who was under the command of the Father, which was made very plain. So, wisdom was demonstrated, and in that demonstration, they were chosen to move forward because they were ready to move forward. We have to, for us to be faithful, we have to show wisdom to be ready to move forward. We have to have the wisdom to know that we can be called up at any time. And so we have to be ready to move at any time and not just, you know, say, oh, okay, well, let me get my stuff together. We have to have our stuff together. All right, because God is calling us to those places where it's going to, you know, we're going to have to know what he is talking about. We're going to have to know that he is in control. We're going to have to know that whatever it looks like, it's going to be victorious on his behalf for his kingdom, no matter what it costs us. We have to be in a place where we're giving it all, where we're investing everything we are. Let it take our lives if it must happen. We are the saints that love our lives, not even unto death. We are moving according to this wisdom. So our being trustworthy or faithful to be able to accept what God has given us and to use it to teach with firsthand knowledge from our own experience, from our own relationship with the Father, is truly wisdom. It's his wisdom. It's how people are going to come to evaluate what we are saying. And in that faithfulness, in that willingness to see it through, we put ourselves in that position where miracles can happen, where wonders can happen, where signs. This is what happened with Paul. As he went and he began to teach, there were signs and wonders. They were grabbing handkerchiefs off of him and using them to heal people. It wasn't anything that Paul said, this is what's going to bring people on. He was just doing what he had been told to do. And as he went forward, and as he was faithful, and as he was using wisdom to be ready for whatever God wanted to do, there is miraculous things happening. And that caused a great understanding of the people that he was speaking to. And yet, in the midst of that, there were those who chose not to. There were those who chose not to. And so they even opposed Paul. Those who were dealing with him in one city would come to another and rile up the people and say, no, what he's saying is false. And so they were not just opposed, but they were active against it. They were active not just against Paul, but at the message of what God had given him to speak on, the kingdom. So what we have been doing in our walk of sonship truly answers this question, who is faithful and wise? It's us. We have become faithful to what God has been showing us, and we are ready. We have been preparing ourselves. We have done things physically to prepare ourselves to move forward, to go into the countries, and we are preparing ourselves spiritually so that we stand against what the enemy has established and become victorious. We have been rulers to reign over the household of God. We have been those who have been given responsibility. This reigning really speaks about taking charge. And the household is the word therapeia, which speaks of encouraging proper function of some area of life so as to bring a cure. And the cure is not just physical, but it comes spiritual. It is that point where there is an overcoming of any iniquity. There is an overcoming of the things that have been a distraction. There is a clarity now of vision, and there is that readiness, that wisdom to move forward. So we have been put in this position of being rulers over what will bring a cure to the house of God. And of course, it's always in His timing. And we have to be wisdom. We have to have that wisdom to be in His timing so that our faithfulness is applied according to what is to be done at that particular moment. We don't want to be running after the enemy and having the enemy take us out because we're not supposed to be where they are. And so this is our assignment, and this is what the Lord is going to bless. This is where we are in a position to receive that point of promotion for a fresh assignment. When we have been faithful and we come to that point where our assignment has been completed, we have to know that that is the basis, that is the foundation to move forward. It's like we have reached that goal, and now since we have reached that goal, we are able then to move again. So this is the occasion where we are being given strength for partnership with the hand of the Father. We are saying yes, and knowing that our yes is going to open that window of His blessing that will enable us to receive that directive and to be successful in it. So we are bringing this teaching to the nations so they also can come to that point where they are saying yes, and they are being empowered, and the things that need to be done will be achieved. Even though some of these nations have a propensity to a spirit realm that allows for many different influences from the enemy. And so there is that outward warfare often that can be seen many times. And so this work of being faithful and functioning in the wisdom to be ready to move forward to the end is being emphasized and strengthened through our personal faithfulness and our wisdom. Matthew 25:19-22. After a long time, the Lord of those servants, let me preface this by saying, Jesus, again, teaching, using a parable of the talents. We know this one very well. The one was given 5 talents, one was given 2 talents, the other one was given 1 talent, and so there was this time of reckoning. The master, the Lord of the house, had gone away for a long time, and each of these servants was saying, you know, this talent is for the functioning of this house. And so this was more than just, okay, this is my opportunity to gain some riches for me. This was their opportunity to step into that function of the master of the house. They were stepping into the responsibility for what was to happen in the house. And this responsibility, what they were doing, was going to be manifested in what they did with their talent. And so there's this point of reckoning. And this Jesus is teaching in this parable. And he continues with his teaching. He said, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have given beside them 5 talents more. And the reply of the Lord is this in verse 21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, we know the rest of the story, because the guy with the 1 talent, he was functioning out of fear. And so because of that fear, he did nothing. And so as Jesus was explaining the dynamics of the kingdom, he used this same word, faithful. You have been a faithful servant. And the word good is that word that we know well. It's called agathos, which is about something that is of great importance to the heart and intent of God. So to be a good and faithful is to be faithful in the things that God's heart is passionate about. And this good and faithfulness is essential for us to be successful in using whatever God has given us to expand his kingdom. And we can't say, you know, God didn't provide enough, or I just don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. I know what God wants me to do, but I don't have enough. That's a lie from the enemy. We need to remember that God has given us everything we need. We just need to make that application. We need to be wise. We need to be in that stance where we are ready to move. And sometimes the moves we have to make are not that big, but they are essential. So from this, we are gaining a boldness to and a readiness to move quickly and accurately and in a potent way. When we move, things happen. When we are in intercession, we make things happen because of our relationship with the Father, because of the power that he's given us, because of the faithfulness that we are functioning in, because of the wisdom that we have to always be ready. And I appreciate so much how Carmen just led us in prayer for those that were in need. We just brought that before the congregation and we joined in. There was that readiness to intercede. And we know that fellow with the 1 talent, his talent was taken away from him and given to the guy that had made 10. And he was cast into outer darkness. And really, this casting into the outer darkness was not a, a boot. It was a recognition of the fact that darkness had already overtaken him. It was that point where it was recognized by the Lord of the house that he had given in to protect himself. And he had not trusted what his position was to move forward in what he had. It was interesting. I saw a reel about a young man who was testifying. He didn't give any credit to the Lord, but he had an attitude that would demonstrate the kind of relationship that this is talking about, of looking at what we have and appreciating it. You may have seen it, but he was in a car accident. He said his He doesn't know why, just his truck left the road and he had this terrible accident. And it ended up he had to have his leg amputated above the knee. And apparently he is one of these good old boys. His life revolves around hunting, fishing, and boating. And he says, I've just learned to appreciate where I am. He said, and this is what caught my attention. He said, you really don't appreciate ground level until you're standing in the bottom of the ditch. Interesting. And so, at that point, I was praying, Lord, in this understanding, in this attitude that he has, let him find wisdom to say yes to your calling. Let him find that wisdom to be prepared to move in a greater measure of his relationship with you. And he's made his peace with his amputations, and he's happy to be able to be participating in a life that he has valued. And it's a good old boy life, but there's so much more. But the concept was he was appreciating level ground because he had been in the bottom of the ditch. We have to appreciate what God is doing right now because we have given up everything else that we think we want to have. It's called dying to self. This is what we've talked about for 20 years now. And we have to keep doing that so that we do appreciate the provision that God has given. It may look like ground level, but when we're in the bottom and we have given up everything, it is a great provision. It is an awesome place to be. It is a place where we are to be faithful to continue to move in and be wise in our preparation and our readiness. That we don't, we're not to sit back and say, oh, I've given so much. I just need to rest for a while. I've given so much. I just need to recover. It's been hard. Well, we need to appreciate what God has given us and know that that is everything we need so that we are not giving excuses why we can't move forward. This is what God is expecting to see in us so that he can make us rulers over the many things. The many things are those things that the enemy has controlled to this point and now are being taken back. And we are going to be and continue to be what changes the atmosphere of our histemi, of that place that we have been given to guard over and to make sure functions in the glory of the Father. It is through our investment of who we are and all we are and what God has given us that we will be victorious. And the things that are opposing God will be taken out, will be removed. With these insights into the heart of the Father, as he looks for those who are ready, who are partnering with him in intercession, we are to stand in the gap, not just as a stone in the wall, but as a mighty influence that turns the enemy away so that there can be breakthrough. We have been standing in the gap, and now it's time for breakthrough. This is Breakthrough Sunday. We have been in 2 months of fasting and feasting. We have been declaring the power of the Lord in all things. We have been speaking his words. We have been really celebrating his victories and being thankful for how he has given us everything we need. And so from that point, we are breaking through. We are moving forward. We're answering the call up. We are on our knee. We have been ready to move. We are faithful to follow exactly what God has given us. And so we go and we are able then to teach because we have done. We are able to teach because we have been faithful and wise. And what we are teaching is how to be faithful and wise. Because these people that we're teaching, that we are being sent to, have to carry it forward, have to know that they are given everything they need to move forward. And the very things that we have gone through to come to this point, they are going to go through, and they're going to be advancing quicker than we have. And so they need to see and to hear us as we testify to how God is providing, how we are being truly faithful, that we are seeing this through the end, that we are beginning and are going to go through. We are not turning aside one way or the other, to the right or to the left. This is the only way the nations will be convinced that there is more to their relationship with God than what they have experienced to this point. It is about bringing them forward. It's about showing them the path. It's about encouraging them and saying, this is what God has called us, and this is what God is calling you for. Ground has been provided for you. There it is. Take it and move according to His will. Be faithful in it. Move forward to the end so that there can be a continuation from that. So we always have to be evaluating what God has given us. Amen. This is part of our thanksgiving. When we remember what God has given us, what He has said about us, what we have seen happen in our lives, there is a point where this is the beginning of our really appreciating what God has done. We are really thankful for how He has set us on this course and for how things have happened in our lives that have brought us here. We each can go back and think about how our lives have taken a course and how we are moving forward and all those things that we've endured to this point. We need to be so thankful for, because they've been part of what God has done. And we are faithful and wise to this point because of what He has done. So this morning's message is really calling us to continue to be faithful. Continue to move forward, knowing that the end is before us. And at that point, there is going to be victory, even though we are in victory as we move. Every time we go forward, every time we move in wisdom, we are overcoming the enemy. And there is a goal. There is a point that God has set before us, and we are striving for that. We are continuing for it, and we are determined. We have said yes, and we want those that we are speaking to see that, to see that God has before them something that He has planned from the beginning, and that their yes is going to bring about a transformation of their land into what God has originally intended. So our insistence on being faithful and being wise is at the heart of our message. It is that foundational place to where we are ready to move forward continually, where our hearts are very thankful for what has happened to this point. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for what you have done in each of us in a personal way. And thank you that this is something that is transferable to those who will hear the truth and receive it. And so we want to declare that we are faithful. We are going to continue in what you have given us to do, and that we are going to be ready to participate as good servants, those who have received the intent of your heart and see this as the only thing that is truly worthwhile. Father, we recognize the value of your directive in our lives, and so this time of of preparation to go into the world, to go into the nation of Brazil is truly a point of wisdom for us as we prepare our hearts to move, as we have prepared our hearts to be ready to move. And I just thank you for the way that we function in unity in this. And I speak blessing over this house. I speak your blessing and your strength and your provision. Thank you, Father. We speak all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Say amen.